Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Acts 17, starting in verse 24, and we'll read till verse 27, which says this: "The God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. Nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us." I once heard this passage taught on as an encouragement to evangelism. And the central idea that this verse alludes to or informs us on is this idea that God decides when and where we are going to live. That means that God has also decided that our neighbor should live next to us, that our co-workers should have cubicles next to us, and that as his representatives, we are some of the mechanisms by which they may feel their way toward him and perhaps find him. Yet, the verse says, he is actually not far from each one of us. It means that those who are resisting the truth, that are trying to live life on their own terms, that have not accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord yet, are not far from God. And it might just be that the means that God has decided that they should come to know him is me, is you. Beyond the great weight of responsibility that this verse gives us, it also is a reminder of the greatness and wonder of our God. It reminds me of a passage from Romans chapter 11. It's sort of a doxology after a lot of theology about who God is. And then Paul kind of launches into this. This is Romans 11, 33 to 35. "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." We are amazed that God can weave all these stories together, including all of our searchings and our groanings and our reachings that lead some of us to the Lord and some of us not. And so how does Paul respond to that in Romans 11? Well, it's a good encouragement verse for us as we think about evangelism. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We will never fully understand or grasp God's mind. How amazing are his ways." So what's our response? We offer ourselves as living sacrifices. So when we go back to Acts 17 that says that God has determined where and when we should live, he decided that Jordan needed to be born in Lake Wales, Florida in August of 1989, and that he was going to marry Josie from New Brunswick, Canada, and have four kids and live in Sebring, Florida, and work at Bible Fellowship Church. Why? Well, we don't know all of the whys, but we know that God is using that to tell a beautiful story. And so I get to join him in that work when I'm aware of his guidance, and I am ready to be used as a vessel for sharing the good news. This is an encouragement to me. This is an encouragement to you, to offer myself as a living sacrifice, which is going to mean sharing some good news that people who are looking for life and significance and meaning and things that will never satisfy, that there is a better way. And the God of heaven might just have orchestrated every step of them receiving the good news. So Lord, our minds can't fathom how you have worked history and how you are writing your story with all of our stories. So God, help us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices, to be aware of our neighbors and our co-workers, our friends and our family, and to be surrendered, to be used by you in whatever way, whether it be to listen, whether it be to speak, whether it be to pray. Give us courage, boldness, and trust in your goodness and provision. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Let's Talk Church. Family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.